Upon entering Villa Caffarelli, you will be welcomed by a sculpture depicting a woman's head with a temple on top. Titled Palazzo Parthenon, this 1896 work by Auguste Rodin is the great French sculptor's homage to this exhibition's featured artist, about whom he would say, "No one will ever surpass Phidias." Continue into the room immediately to your right, dedicated to the sculptor's portrait. The two bronze statuettes bear rare witness to the figure of the artisan in ancient times. One is from New York's Metropolitan Museum, and the other from the Archaeological Museum of Ioannina in Greece. These are most likely votive statuettes dedicated in temples as offerings to the gods. Each depicts a male figure in a short garment girded by a belt to hold the tools he used. Only one conserves its head, showing the features of a balding elderly man with a high forehead. Although we immediately note the similarity to the Copenhagen Museum's marble head traditionally associated with the likeness of Phidias, scholars are wary about attributing the face to a specific historical figure. Phidias has gone down in history for his decoration of the Parthenon, for the perfection he achieved in depicting the human body, and for his colossal sculptures of the gods. However, his fame had to come to grips with the passage of time, which did not spare his works. All were lost. Miraculously, a black-painted terracotta cup has been saved, unearthed by archaeologists in Olympia, in the very workshop where the master created his colossal statue of Zeus. Its bottom reads, "I belong to Phidias." How exciting it is to imagine that from this very cup, the sculptor drank wine to relax after a long day of work. Leave this room to follow the exhibition itinerary.